posted a YouTube video of my stand-up on the main board. I never want to post anything I do on Facebook or Reddit or something.
The main board's a sick move.
It's kind of corny. I like to let the boys have it.
That's fucking
sick.
They
shit on me.
What?
They didn't like that set I showed you from Peggy's
show.
What was
the problem?
I don't know. Just they didn't like. I posted the last time I did Philly's Funniest.
Yeah.
I posted that on there.
Mm-hmm.
And they loved it.
Okay.
Then I posted this one on there, and I was like, I've gotten better. That's a better set. The new one's better than Philly's Funniest.
Yeah.
I guess not to them.
I mean, dude, it's probably like Bill's or Burr's latest special. Some people thought he was too chill, and they were like, I don't know about this. That's where you're at right now. You're at Burr right now.
Nice.
You were too laid back, and they were like, dude, where's the fire? Where's the fire from before?
I mean, it's a microcosm of that.
Yeah.
For sure.
That's hilarious, though.
Because I didn't explain that. At the beginning of that set, I was on stage for like 5 minutes.
Fucking around. Yeah. Dude, it's so funny to think of you chucking that out there and getting the feedback and being like, what the fuck?
First time I read it, I was like, what the fuck? First off, no one cared. I was like, last time I posted this, people were like, dude, that was great. That's amazing. Blah, blah, blah. Now I post it and people are like, you look hunched over. Stand up straight. And I'm like, oh, what the fuck, dude?
He's got ripped apart.
Yeah, I got fucking... And then there's a retarded guy named Gubbs. an old guy that's defending me. He's like...
Oh, that's good.
He's like, Chef... My name is just fucking Chef Goldblum. He's like, Chef's trying, everybody. Back off. And it's like, dude, I'm not trying. I'm fucking... This is good.
It hurts, too.
Yeah. He's like, stand-up comedy is trial and error. Back off. I was like... This wasn't an error.
Oh, my God.
This was a good set, you
Holy
fuckers.
Holy shit. You've been having a rough one.
Yeah, I had a rough day.
You would have tagged me out and been at the fucking 20s costume party in a second, dude.
I would have been at that. I would have been blacked out at that 20s party. Doing the Charleston, bro.
I hate going. I just don't like being at parties. I really don't. It's a joke, dude. Then again, I can't hide behind jokes in this comedy podcast. I took a lot of flack on the Reddit today, or on this week, I should say. People attacking me, dude, saying I'm all right. It was actually pretty funny, because they were like...
Dairy Queen was funny. Dairy Queen's funny. The other guy... A lot of these guys are really funny. Don't Sniff Glue or whatever.
Don't Sniff Glue fucking crushed. He crushed me. I was like, dude, I'm a political connoisseur. And he's just like, wears Blue Lives Matter shirt, does this, does that, whatever. I forget what else he was saying. Where's Jordan Peterson? And I was just like...
Nuh-uh.
Fuck you, dude. But I'm not. You don't even know me.
I think Dairy Queen admitted he was 5'6 or 5'7.
Said he had gout.
He said he had gout and he was 5'7.
Dude,
I don't know if he's. I just stopped. Toying with me.
When he said I have gout, I was literally typing out. I was like, well, that's why you're such a miserable motherfucker. And I was like, I feel kind of bad. And I was sorry about that, bro.
Well, I think he was, you know, actually being friendly. And like joking, you know, self-deprecating. He's letting his walls down.
Know what it was though? I also questioned. I'm like, because he was making fun of Peterson's daughter because she's a carnivore diet, and she said it helps with her autoimmune stuff. So he was like, oh, and I'm like, yeah, well, I'd love to hear your scientific theories on nutrition and the ketogenic diet. And he was like, oh, I have gout. It's like classic lib, dude.
You think he does
hit you
with
an affliction?
He's lying about that affliction.
He's an good boy, dude. He has gout.
Good boys.
He's probably down there drinking sweet tea, dude, down in the south.
Somebody corrected us on that.
What?
I think it's in my good boy. Like my lady, like my good boy.
Oh.
I think. I don't know.
I think you're right, because a lot of times it's M apostrophe good boy.
My good boy.
And I call it good boy. Andrew's calling it good boy. I like good boys.
Good boys is funny, but guess what my mom made me last night?
Tendies?
Guess what my mom...
Tyson tendies.
For lunch, guess what my mom made me?
What? Tyson tendies?
With?
Honey mussy?
With honey mussy.
Dude,
my mom, I was... All right, so for real...
How many GBPs did you store up?
I have so many GBPs, because my sister is a complete loser, so now I have so many GBPs.
You took off her GBPs?
My sister is a failure, so they're like, yo, Shane's the fucking best.
They broke out the dice.
I showed my mom the fucking alt-right firefighter video I'm in. She was like, this is amazing. I'm so happy you got a job.
Dude.
My family's in disarray, and me getting a job that provides for them.
Exactly.
Is big.
Someone's got a fork at Sam's Club, dude.
I had tons of GBPs from that. And I have this gay dude from Alabama. His name's Dairy Queen. You could film him jerk off.
He's a gay guy?
He's a little short, little tiny, angry man. But
okay.
That's hot.
He'd be
his
great.
Name's Dairy Queen?
Yeah, well, that's his porn name.
Okay.
He does gay cams. His name's Dairy Queen.
Yeah, if he's looking to cam up, dude, I'll put him on.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
I'll talk to him about it.
He's definitely gay.
Tell that redneck to send me his fucking his setup. Does he have a cam?
For sure.
That's going to be tough to get a hold of in Alabama. Yeah, it's true. A very poor, dumb fucking state full of fucking dumb shits. Just like him, that fucking bitch, dude.
Shane's nemesis.
That's my internet nemesis, dude.
Oh, is it?
That's what's up.
Yeah, but he's coming around. I saw him complaining about A Quiet Place in a different thread.
Oh, that I guess. Movie.
Episode 65.
This is it.
Welcome.
Wow. Welcome to the jungle.
Welcome to the fucking jungle, dude.
This is it, dude. We did it.
And you read it, baby.
How many people do you think thought we would get to 65?
No one.
No one. Everyone doubted.
Dude, when we first started this, everyone was like, what are you guys doing, a podcast? Yeah, Gavin was the first seed of doubt.
Who?
Davin.
Oh, wow.
He was like, you guys want to do a podcast? Yeah, he was like, you know, you're not really going to.
It's like, yeah, you and every other comic has a podcast. Yep. Like, listen, bitch.
Yep.
Our podcast is different. Ours is actually funny.
I mean, we have to crush Davin by now.
Davin's, I mean, Davin's he's in the rear view, dude.
He is. I don't even remember.
Spaceships
him.
Don't come equipped with rear view mirrors, dude. We took off. We're not looking back.
That's true. But yeah, that was the start of it. That was the first hater.
Yeah, we've had haters throughout. Every great person has haters.
True. Yeah, a lot of people. We were getting a lot of flack for a while from people being like,
yeah, I mean, if you do anything, people usually hate.
Silence, dude. I haven't heard anything now.
Yeah. If you don't have haters, that's when you know you're doing something wrong.
True that.
I love Cat Williams' approach to haters, dude.
Yeah.
It's like, you got haters? I'll take some.
Yeah, exactly. Give them to me, baby. Give me them.
I love haters. I need a tall tee that says, I love haters. Love my haters.
I just watched his last special.
The problem with loving haters is some people need haters. Some people rightfully have haters.
Yeah.
And they're just like, I love my haters. You can't stop me, baby. It's like, they're right to hate you.
Like when Paulie D became like he got off of Jersey Shore and became like a DJ. People's like, Paulie D's a douchebag. It's like,
yeah, and he's like, sorry, you're just a hater. You're haters. Like, no, actually suck.
You are. Yeah, you do kind of fucking suck.
I mean, Hitler could have had that mentality.
Of like, sorry, haters. Yeah, he had a lot of haters.
There's just so many fucking haters right now. I'm trying to ball out.
You're trying to rise above the hate.
Yeah.
True that.
So, how are you?
Chilling, dude.
Another hot start.
Yeah. So
fucking, it's like a lawnmower. We're just trying to restart this. And he's like, boom. Dun, 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 dun.
Keep pushing the choke button.
Yeah. We'll get some. We'll get some fire going.
No doubt, dude. I was up all night. It's Sunday. My God. It's Sunday, dude.
We're here on a Sunday.
March 3rd. It's Sunday.
It's just a Sunday.
It's just a rainy, it's the Lord's Day. Rainy Sunday.
Rainy Sunday. Rainy Sundays.
What you up to,
with
bro?
With Matt McCuskey's Rainy Sundays.
What a whirlwind last week.
Our week. I mean, I thought the dogs loved me. The dogs were quick to turn on me, dude.
Yeah, we've attracted a nasty bunch of assholes.
Nasty little fat little fucking little greedy pigs, dude.
About a fucking nasty little good boys, dude.
Dude, they were mean. Yeah, I know. They were so mean to me.
That was funny.
Like fucking retard Shane ruined it. I was like, I didn't fucking do anything, you dickhead.
Dude, that it was funny because I would have people who like would message me and be like, yo, I know Shane really was the one. I'm like, no, for real. Yeah. Like, he didn't. Like, he definitely did
it. I didn't.
I know.
I didn't compromise the cast, dude. I know. Matt got compromised.
Dude, I was on the wall.
I supported Matt's decision.
Exactly.
We talked on the phone, and Matt was like, I think I should take it down. Dude, I was like, do what you got to do.
I'm sitting at my fucking job, and all of a sudden I get this text from my colleague at school, and it's just like, !! Picture of the fucking iTunes thing, and I was like, no!
Oh, fuck.
It was just like a ladder just like went up against my battlement, dude, and I was just like, huh?
You were swirly crabbies,
but
dude.
I, you know what? I was happy, though, because that was something I was like, kind of like, man, I hope no one. Now I'm at the point where I'm like, I don't give a fuck, dude.
Yeah,
that was kind of a nice thing. Sorry for the tumultuous week.
You did nothing wrong.
I know, but
it's
still,
a fucking podcast. Our conversation. I was like, yeah, take it down. Who cares? I didn't know these people were fucking vicious little fucking greedy little weasels, dude.
Well, my whole thing was like, it was weak on my behalf to be like,
it's not weak.
I think it's weak, dude. To be like,
dude, you were worried. Momentarily,
sure,
to be like, oh, I don't want to lose my fucking career right now.
Sure. Well, my thing is like,
matter.
I would put
it back up. It doesn't matter.
True. I would be mad if I got banned, because I do like doing that. I like doing the thing I do. So it's like, I like talking to people. It's like my entry level shamaning, dude. I'm on a new 21st century thing where like this, you don't have like a career. I'm more of a vocational dude. I get the call from within and I respond.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm doing that. If I get jammed up by these motherfuckers on some political shit, I was like, dude, that'd be so fucking lame. I'd be so mad. But really, it's like...
Because it's like, first off, that's not even close to our worst episode. Like, dude, if you go listen to any of the early ones.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, there's times I'd get drunk and be like, yo, white guys invented everything and we're the fucking best. Like, that was for like 3 months straight. I know. I'd be like, dude, diversity sucks in comedy. I remember
you just sitting there like in the bathroom splashing water in your face before and be like, I'm going to hit them with the fucking white guys invented this. And
then I got to talk about flight. Do you guys like flight? White people did that. What's next? No. Yeah, so whatever.
No, it was just funny to me because I've been really trying to like... unfragment myself to where I'm just because like it's like I like have friends over here that I can do this with and that, and it is to the point now where like that's it, dude. I have to fucking bring in all the sub personalities into the whole and just be like, this is what I'm up to. Fucking tremble before my majesty.
Tremble, dude.
So when I'm in like normal settings now, dude, I freak people the fuck out.
Yeah,
it's like it's weird, dude.
I can't be around my family.
Really?
When I go home, people are like, "You're a fucking dickhead." Everybody I'm around, what? Everybody that's not in comedy. Is like, oh, you're an asshole. You're always an asshole.
Why? God fucking damn it. Hold on. Sorry about that.
Yo,
Deep State obviously fucking set up the smoke alarms.
Just took a fucking, smoked a joint,
mm-hmm.
Got on Reddit. I was like, let's see what's going on. Normally this is pretty favorable. Every thread was like, you fucking fat fucking retard. I was like, damn, what happened?
Dude, the funniest is
and then just being high. And once I was done being high, I was like, oh, I don't give a fuck at all. I was high, I was like, everybody hates it me. Hurts, it
dude.
Hurts.
Dude, Spud saying, when he was like, he read one negative comment and all of a sudden wanted to throw up. He's like, I don't know how you guys do that shit. Dude, I got...
Negative comments fucking blow because then it's like, what can I say back? I have no idea who they are, and they know everything about me.
You can't say
outside of, you know, you can click their username and check out, you know, let's say they post pictures of their son on the Nintendo thread.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some listeners might do that, and maybe I have pictures of their fucking ugly gay kid now.
I'll read something if I can.
One dude right now is like, Jesus Christ.
Oh, God, he's got me. Some dude just got compromised.
I know. Then I was honestly going to DM that dude. Like I was high enough, I screenshotted a picture of his son, and I was like, yo, stop talking shit, dude. I almost pressed send, and I was like, what kind of fucking, I am a fat retard.
You almost sent him like a stoned ransom?
Yeah.
Dude, so actually, dude, oh my God, you're hitting so many fucking topics.
But then I was like, dude, if this guy goes to war with me, I'm done.
True.
This is my one new.
It's like fighting ISIS. Yeah. It's like fighting ISIS, dude. Hey, that was another thing to address the haters, dude.
Yeah, well,
it was an annoying spade.
So the haters.
Honestly,
that...
I don't know how you guys deal with being public figures.
It's tough.
It's kind of tough.
I'm definitely going to Heath Ledger out, dude.
Someone actually called Spade straight retarded.
It
That's
hurt.
Me.
What do you think I got? Did you see what I got?
Hey, you deserve it.
Anyway,
let's do it.
Suck our dicks.
Buy my fucking book, dude.
What do nice. Buy? Yeah, buy Overlook, dude.
It's been going pretty well.
Really? Fuck yeah.
I did a podcast, dude.
Nice.
These guys were talking about it. They were saying they're like, you really liked it.
Yeah,
every
it's
time
a good
someone tells I was telling them, I'm like, well, thanks. I appreciate that. And they're like, oh, come on, man. I'm like, dude, if all it takes is one person, if like, they were saying like, you should sell it in stores. And I'm like, I haven't had the time to even like go out and start marketing it. But I'm like, if I were to go to a store with it and the guy were to like, in my head, someone just leaf through them, be like, dude, get the fuck out of here with this. That's like, it would take one person to do that. I'd be like, oh, I fucking suck. I fucking suck.
That's how I feel.
Yeah, man.
If I have one person criticize me online,
I fucking suck.
It's a month.
I can handle online criticism. I still get mad.
Not a month, but it's a week. It's all right. It's at least a day straight of me being like,
total reassessment.
I'll fucking kill that motherfucker. Yeah, I go through every stage. Right away, I'm just like, dude, fuck this fucking pussy.
You're just a stepdad, dude.
And then the next stage, I'm like, maybe that guy's right. Maybe I fucking suck. Dude, if somebody hits me with political shit, I reassess
everything
immediately.
Damn, dude.
For real. My political system is garbage. I have no firm beliefs.
I mean, no.
Anybody I listen to, I'm just like, yep, that's right. Like, anything.
That's hilarious. At least you can admit it.
I can get it. If somebody gives a speech, I'm just like, hell yeah.
Yeah. Well, that was the worst. I was into this guy, Terrence McKenna, when I was younger, and his whole thing was like...
Yeah, I know him.
Yeah, he's just all about, like, eating... He coined the stoned ape theory. about how we develop consciousness through eating mushrooms. That's like a disastrous dude to be real into in your 20s, because his thing is just like take psychedelic drugs, fuck everything, everything's bullshit. You know, and obviously he's a really good speaker.
I think some of that's worn off on you.
Oh,
you kept some of his.
What you're saying is rubbed off totally.
Yeah.
Not like, dude, not when I was living in my undisturbed ecosystem. I was like, when I was in a I was in that house with like no trash.
Ladybugs,
spiders, dude. Jesus, I had everything. Christ. Stray cats came in and out.
You had fucking black dudes in tube tops walking through, scurrying through your house.
I wish.
All right,
we got to get out
of
here.
God damn, it's good to have the cast, dude.
It is good. That was a good one.
The cast is the best.
It is.
I'm from New York now, so it's like...
Yo, man.
If I can... See, that's the thing. Like, now that my career is just skyrocketing, and like, it's like, I'll still make time to come down here.
It's good to give back.
And I'll come back and give back to you and to like the community.
Exactly.
Because, I mean, right now things are just... It's like, it's a whirlwind.
I mean, dude.
You know, I listen to a lot of Post Malone now, and it's just like... Everything's just taken off.
Imagine you hopping out of the fucking, hopping out of the rolls with your shades on. Like someone takes a picture and you're like, and it's just some graduation picture. You're like, okay, never
mind. Dude, I mean, now it's like, I'm hanging out with celebrities and like,
man,
I saw Neil deGrasse Tyson walk by the other day.
Did you really?
Yeah, I actually did.
That's fucking funny.
Yeah. I was like, yo, Neil, you fucking bitch ass.
Did you tell him astrophysics for people?
I was like, stars.
Sucks.
I was like, dude, stars are fucking gay, dude. Fucking. What are we at?
We're out of here, dude. I shouldn't be on. I shouldn't have been on the air at all, dude. I fucking.
This is a fucking McCusky.
I know. I fucking.
You just espoused your beliefs, dude.
I did. I'm lucky. I'm happy I got that out. Now I can move on because that was something that was bubbling around my brain. Sorry.
Don't be sorry.
I don't like to dominate the cast, dude. I fucking.
No, that was a good one.
Sorry.
No, that was...
All I could think about was Deep State, dude, talking shit.
Deep
like,
State. Oh, yeah.
Fuck
I
you,
fucking
dude.
Thought about that, too, the whole time. The guy on Reddit was like, yeah, the last episode was a little weak. I was like, you motherfucker.
Brother's love can be tough.
Yeah, dude. We got a good group of dogs to follow.
I mean, if people don't... This is my personal life philosophy. If people don't like this, I'm going to kill myself. If you're like, yo, that sucks. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, if I hear one negative comment... All day.
Fucks me up, too. Whew. I like to say, like, I don't give a fuck. It depends on who it comes from. Deep State's my brother, dude.
Yeah,
here I let down my brother. I'm like,
ugh. I mean.
Although, it's like, fuck you, dude. You record a podcast. Let's see how good it is. Fuck you. You know what I might do? I might start doing, too, if we do have breaks, go on, like, just the Reddit YouTube or Reddit podcast and just being like, I'll be on your podcast and just fucking, just butt fuck people's podcast while I'm on it and just be like, we'll do a swap cast. We can both call in and do a fucking... We should call in and start bullying people's podcasts. Because we can do it through, like, one of those... Whatever.
The real-ass podcast tomorrow, dude. You go try to bully the fucking Puerto Rican rattlesnake, dude. No, he would fuck you up.
I wonder if I could fight him. How tall is he?
He's thick, too.
He's a fucking beefy boy.
And he's been training MMA.
Fuck that. I'm not doing this.
Yeah, and he's rowdy, dude. He is quick to fucking...
I've seen him get fucking rowdy.
He's quick to strike, dude.
I've seen him get rowdy and get mad. Yeah, fuck
yeah. Luis Gomez will fuck you up,
dude. I'm not trying to... Any dude, that training shit, I don't fuck with people who do that.
Yeah.
I was doing the jiu-jitsu. I quit. I'm like, dude, I just don't care about being good at wrestling that much to pay $170, dude. I'm like, I'll just fucking get a gun.
Yeah.
I'm not going to wrestle. I'm going to do it.
I was delighted when he told me. I was so happy when he said he had a podcast, an individual
the
podcast.
The fact that it was secret is fucking awesome, dude.
Well, that's because he knew
it should
we
still
were going to make fun of it.
You should cut, you should cut out. Yeah, yeah. I did not want you in my head.
The masses watch
while I'm talking.
Numbers spike.
Dude, now you're going to see the number spike, and you're going to be pleased, dude. You're going to be pleased.
Can't do it.
You're going to like those numbers, though. It's intoxicating.
Don't listen to it. Yeah.
They'll listen to it.
The more you say don't listen to it, the closer
it's not worth listening.
It's not worth listening, dude. You got to start a Reddit.
It's not worth listening to.
You got to start a Reddit.
Contacted.
No, I don't go on. I don't go on Reddit.
I did this weekend. That wasn't good.
Yeah.
I'm getting fucking crushed.
What happened?
One of them was like, Shane Gillis is just fat Dan Soder. That's pretty funny.
What was this on?
Legion of Skanks. One of them's like, Shane, pics of Shane's girlfriend. And one of the comments was like, she's a fucking slut.
Jesus, dude.
I was like, God damn, dude. It's crazy.
That's mean you're getting hot. The meaner the comments get, the hotter you're getting.
Yeah, someone was like, that's Shane sick. Fucking sucks. Yeah. I don't know why people are on his dick, dude. This guy's a dime a dozen. Yeah.
Perfect, dude. That's what you want.
Then I'm going to get a bunch of nice comments. So
you're going to get nice comments.
Yeah,
people love Ocani.
They
loved that episode you made us delete.
No, they didn't. Everyone hated that.
Everyone loved that episode.
That was so funny.
What are you talking about?
That was one of our best episodes.
Sponge for the record.
That's the only.
It's a bad representation.
That's the only time we redacted anything.
Yeah.
Last week. Last week we had some classified information.
Really?
Yeah, I was talking about gay shit about stand-up. And then I called Matt because I had anxiety about
it. Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I sounded fucking gay. Delete that.
Well, it wasn't that. It was just...
But that's not outside the norm. That's like regular stuff for you guys, right?
We never edit anything.
Well, they've never edited anything, but you guys will go on a tangent and then be like, that sucked. That wasn't
Shane
funny.
Shane freaked out and said the N-word 16 times.
Really?
Rapid fire, dude.
Is that what you think you should say?
I'm kidding. It's a joke.
That's not something
that, I'm just creating
that's
a fucking
the type
smoke
of joke
screen,
that
dude.
You shouldn't make.
I'll create a smoke screen, dude.
That's the type of joke you think you should be making?
What, nutmeg?
Wow. I hate high McCusker.
I was so hyped coming in here, and then like out of nowhere, a little thing came in my head. It was like, you're fucking about to be 32 listening to Victory to get hyped for a podcast, you fucking loser.
That reminds me. Did I tell you?
I'm driving, and I'm just like, yeah, but I actually really love the song Victory, and it does get me hyped. And I'm like, how do these things get in from the outside and disturb me? And I was like, ugh.
Yeah, man.
Fuck that, dude.
Speaking of, that was almost an identical tweet. We got another enemy, another baby girl.
Who?
The one I fucking bashed on that last podcast. I guess she got wind of it.
Ew. Oh,
yeah. She's been like tweeting, like, imagine being a fucking 30-year-old that does a fucking podcast in your basement. I fucking can't even. It's like, bitch,
who attached you? Your old another baby girl?
Yeah, another baby girl is getting a hold of it. Dude, I'm telling you, there is countless fucking retarded wolves that I'm just battling, just fending them off, dude.
Wait, a dude got a hold of you?
No, this is a chick. She's trying to ruin it too. It's a female wolf. She's coming in like, he's a loser. Remember the one that's like, he capped.
Oh, my God. Oh, she got a wind of that.
She's been subtweeting me. She's been for like a week.
she went pretty hard.
She didn't get it as much as she should have. She's a shallow, useless human.
I could hit her.
We could hire Steve to go. I was kidding.
But
I didn't say anything.
You could train a female protege like in the professional.
Yeah, you can get a little girl. She could bring you your heating pad.
You guys just drink milk together? Holy fuck.
Oh, fuck.
What else is going on?